Hello.
Hello, my name is Cruchet, returning your call from customer support.
What is it called?
Customer support.
From where?
Weird customer support. You left a callback number.
I hear you, but I'm trying to know the name of the company because
Factory
customer
Direct
support.
Store. We
A
sell
who?
several we Factory Direct Store. We sell several products.
So I didn't order any product, and this is amount coming out of my checking account for a year now. Like, what would you have that on your books for my name? Do you have under my account that I'm paying for over a year?
What's your name?
Nikia Wallace.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
If it was a year ago, it wouldn't be the same address. I'm trying to figure that out. What address do you have under Nikia Wallace?
1000 West, is it West 9th Street, Wilmington?
That's my current address, yes.
Okay. I'm just waiting for the account to load to see.
Okay.
And how much did you say they charged you?
A little less than $50, like $58, $59. Monthly for a year.
He's still loading. Okay, so a spy cam.
A spy cam. Why would I pay for that every month? What would that? I didn't pay for no spy cam for. I paid for the product, but I never paid for no spy cam. It's not even activated, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, this is what it is. They charge you for a spy cam.
Can you take? Is there any way that I can have a grievance for this? Because I don't even use the product. It's still in the container. I did receive something, but I wasn't. It has never been activated. Is that noticeable in the account?
No, it's not.
Okay, so I need to have that taken off. Is there any way that I can do that? Those charges?
One moment. Okay, ma'am. So what I can do is I'm gonna have to switch you over to a supervisor because all these charges are old. The only charge I can help you with is your most recent charge.
Okay, I would just like to not have this product, and I don't understand if I'm not using the product. I've never agreed to no monthly charge. I never did. There was this is why people this is why I don't buy shit online. Pardon me, but that is just like so undercut. Like nobody. I never spoke to anybody. I just bought the product so that I can go ahead and do it once I got Wi-Fi. I didn't even have Wi-Fi, ma'am, until 3 months ago. Okay?
Okay.
So all those charges are just like fraudulent because I never even used the product, but I did purchase the product for, I think it was like $7 freaking.
Okay,
And
ma'am.
all of a sudden my account is getting hit for $60 for over a year.
Okay, what I can do for your first charge is cancel the account and I can give you 35% back of your first charge.
No, that's not adequate. That
Okay, I can give you
doesn't make
50.
me happy.
Highest I can go is 50%.
Refund my money 50% and discount this until I'm ready to activate it. Do y'all have? Because it came in a little package. It didn't even say who the company was or nothing. Now that I recall, I'm not even with the package right now. And I apologize if I'm sounding a little bit louder. That's not towards you. Okay?
Yes,
It's
ma'am.
not. If this is just like, wow, you know, like companies just do whatever they want to do once they get your information. And that's just crazy. I'm not even a tech person like that. So I'm just like, well, what is this charge? This is a weird charge. I don't even know this company. I don't even know how to say your company name, like Opti, whatever. Was it just the name of the product? That
mm-hmm.
Sorry. Let me just take a breath, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so can you give me information about the product? So if I was to try to put the product up right now and I have Wi-Fi, I would have the ability to use it as a camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what company do I go through for that? Is it you? Like, if I have a problem with it, if it's broken? Like I said,
You can call us back and we will reship another one out to you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, between today and tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Is
okay.
there a way that you can start that process for 50% back so that I don't feel like I already feel like I'm being ripped off, but however, I did purchase the product,
mm-hmm.
I did, and I should have been monitoring my own account better than what I was to find out a year later, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I will take that responsibility. All right?
Yes, ma'am. So I've got your refund back into your account. It should take 2 to 3 business days. And just hold on. Well, I have to give you your cancellation number. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
I'm actually not. Give me a second, young lady. I'm going to set that doggone product up between today and tomorrow because it's wet where I'm at. And I'll try my best to contact if anything is wrong. But if I am satisfied, is this something that I could see from my phone?
well, I would know about that. I didn't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel so dumb. Like, I did this to myself. I feel so dumb because I ordered something because it was so cheap, but I never knew that it was going to take my account and try to bill me monthly for something that I haven't been using. But okay,
mm-hmm.
whatever. We already went over that. You trying to give me a confirmation number for a refund, correct?
No, I'm just giving you your cancellation number.
Cancellation number.
It's proof to show that your account's been canceled.
Okay, so I'm not understanding that, but okay.
The cancellation number is proof that I've canceled the account so they won't charge your card again.
Okay, so what about the refund?
Okay, I already got the refund that I can help you with. I already got that in process, so it should take 2 or 3 business
days. And what's
days.
That?
It was 28. Let me see. I know it was 28.48.
So I'm going to have to go through my bank because I'm not understanding. You must have said 50% off of one payment. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, that was 50% back of your first refund that I can help you with. And I'm going to have to transfer you over to the supervisor for the rest of your charges.
Do your supervisor have a direct line?
I'm going to switch you over to him right now.
I hear that, but I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to deal with this right now or not. I really
no, ma'am, they don't.
What's the address for this business, please?
We can't give out our address, ma'am.
You don't have a mailing? You don't have anybody mailing in anything to you guys?
No.
You see how this seems like fraudulent to me? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to contact
mm-hmm.
my bank, and my bank, you know, I wanted them, if I want them to dispute this, they have no information about this company. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's my problem. That's why I'm trying to figure out the grievance and how this is going to be resolved. That's a big issue for me. What can you do?
I can switch you over to the supervisor.
I thank you for your help, young lady. You never gave me that cancellation number.
C as in cat. 263-067-875.
Thank you.
You're welcome.